The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, we're back. Second hour here from Bay Country Crabbing Supply. The sun's coming up. It's getting a little light outside.
Oh, wow. I hadn't noticed.
That it's coming up. And all the turkey hunters should be in the woods. So hearing some good reports of turkeys out there, that's for sure.
But if they don't get their turkey?
Yeah.
They can get pit beef here and pit turkey here later today.
Pit turkey.
And pulled pork.
Pulled pork, pit beef, and pit turkey.
And they can get it here at Bay Country Crabbing Supply.
So it looks like you've got some fun stuff coming up today.
And you can go shopping. Nice. You walk in here and it's like Christmas with all the ornaments, all the colors, and they're all lures, fishing lures.
I know it is, Robin. We're sharing pictures.
He's leaving me here.
I'm leaving you on your own, that's for sure. It is. It's a monster.
Yeah. He's got somebody to share with and play with today, and I'm just me.
Yeah. So why don't you have a chat with Glenn on the line.
Oh, good morning, Glenn.
Hey, I'm Robin. How you all?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Okay, I guess.
As long as you're on this side of the dirt, you're doing good.
Yep. Okay. Yep, that's for sure.
Have you gotten out any this week?
No. I don't really have a place to go that I know where the turkey's at.
I got you. Well, you got to find some turkeys.
I got a couple places where, as far as I know, there's not any, but... Because you never know.
I know you never know because my mom called Alan the other day and said, there's one coming across the backyard. And Alan's like, I can't believe this.
So I text her a picture of a big gobbler blown up, you know, strutting. And she said, yeah, one was like that. I'm like, okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
He was 20 minutes away and a little too late.
Yep. Didn't make it.
Yep.
So. Anyway.
So what's up?
So how you been?
I can't guess.
Did you get out to do any fishing yet?
No. I just haven't been. I don't know. So, I just more or less got out and got listening and didn't really hear much what you're talking about.
Yeah, Well, we got Dan on the line here, so he can tell you anything you want to know about fishing or crabbing or hunting or, you know, that type of thing. How's the fishing in the area?
I got no idea.
You got no idea. Well, Dan's going to tell us how the fishing is down here around the Annapolis area, Edgewater. Mm-hmm. How's the fishing, Dan?
It's good. Fisher in the water.
Fisher in the water.
Yep.
Yeah. You haven't been out, have you?
Nope. I've been stuck inside these four walls for the past 5 months.
Yeah, I can imagine.
No, but the perch run, the yellow perch, they came and then they went. It was crazy.
It has
white perch now. They're out there. Yeah. They're starting to be everywhere.
Catfish.
Yep, catfish. They're picking up within the next week. You'll start picking up some specks here and there.
Yeah.
We did hear reports a couple weeks ago. So guys were actually catching red drum.
Already, red drum. Yep. That's got to be Honga and South, I guess.
Correct.
Yep, Honga and South. Chester, Glenn, where you live up there in Chestertown? That Chester River is just full of catfish. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know those cats. I just haven't got out.
Yeah, you got to get out. You got to get out. So. Yes, sir. So hopefully you can get out this week for some turkeys, and if you can't, you can just do a little catfishing if you want.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, sir. Well, I hope everybody's fine.
Everybody's good.
Grandkids so, and all we can.
Everybody's happy. Yep. So we appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Take care, Glenn.
Right.
Yep. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So, Robin, you were talking about you were talking about cooking earlier. You were talking about pit beef and pulled pork and pit turkey.
Yep.
So I know you love stock. And broth. Broth. Robin loves to just to drink chicken broth and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah. But what do you get when you boil a funny bone?
I'll bite. What?
Laughing stock.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, he's going to be here all day.
No, he's not. He's done at 7. Don't forget to tip your server.
Thanks, Core Deep.
Man. Oh, hey, our buddy Josh Rockwell signed in here with a couple photos. He's got some. Ooh, look at the gobbler strutting there, buddy. Man, that's nice. Is that today, Josh? Or is that where you are today? I hope that's where you are today. So, haven't been out yet. Sighted in the turkey shotgun. We bought the new 301 Stevens in 20 gauge single barrel, and left the turkey tube that came with it, the extra full tube in the end of the barrel that came with it from the factory. I'm okay with the group, and we sighted it in up to 35 yards, and we're doing okay. At 25 yards, believe it or not, number six shot puts a really good pattern out there. At 35 yards, we get a better pattern with the TSS 8 to 10 shot.
Ed and Stevens, don't they?
Savage.
Savage. One of the guys just came out with a new 410 for turkey.
Yeah, they've had that for a couple of years.
And we had guys coming in, I'd say last week and the week before that, they were patterning them. And
number nine shot.
I was just like
40, 50 yards.
Yeah.
With a 410.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're tack drivers.
Yes, they are.
I'm like, where was this thing when I was a kid?
Same gun, only in 20 gauge is what I bought.
Okay.
So, but, you know, I'm not that big of a turkey hunter, but my buddy that I go with up in Western Maryland bought one of these last year. And by the time I hunted with him during the season, he'd killed four longbeards with it, two in Maryland and two in Virginia, 20 gauge, and all of them right around 40 yards.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know. So I'm good. I'm good to go.
Cool.
So just get the opportunity to go out. We're on deadline with the magazine right now, and it always deadlines always.
Yeah, nobody likes the deadline.
No, I don't like deadline because especially spring because I can't do the turkey hunting the way I want to. And I can't do the shad fishing the way I want to and the perch fishing the way I want to.
You know what? Work gets in the way of everything, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Now, I did have a great trip on the 14th with former fisheries director Tom O'Connell. We went for crappies on the Potomac River with fishing majig. Now, they're not doing Dale's not doing it anymore. I don't know if you know that or not.
Really?
But, yeah. But, he sold his boat and done. So.
What, just done, retired? Just
done guide. Yeah, that was his second to last trip.
Wow.
So, anyway, we had a great time crappie fishing, and I want to thank Tom publicly for that. I know he posted on your Facebook page, or he liked your Facebook post, Robin. Tom O'Connell did. So, I know. A lot of people did. So, let's see what we got here. Josh Schrockel says, PA doesn't start for another week. That's right, Josh, you're right. So. Pennsylvania turkey season, but look at those gobblers he's got, man. He's got it all going on. Mm. So, that's a long beard right there. So, now you're getting me excited. When you get this magazine out, I can go. So, what time is it?
Time for you to get a watch.
Well, I have several watches. Do what? Oh, okay. I got it. I can't keep up with everything. I got Dan here on my left. We're trying to talk about it. I've got you on my right without a microphone.
But I don't need one.
You don't need one?
No, because I can just keep it straight this way.
You normally talk loud enough that I can hear you.
I heard that.
See, the bird just flew by the window?
Yeah, that's what that was.
That's a real robin.
That's a real robin. Right there, that is a real robin. Yeah, there you go. Savage 20-gauge tungsten at 30 yards. There you go. Look at that. TSS.
Yeah, that's...
That's about what I want to see. Look at that. That is
it's more interesting for you to talk to him.
That's
than
a
me.
Turkey target with
I know that, but
with a turkey pattern. I know you don't care about
that.
You obviously didn't see the commercial where they took a turkey skeleton and shot it with the tungsten shot. Did you see that?
I did not.
Did you see that on the Outdoor Channel?
That's just
obliterated
it.
Oh, it's cool. It's pretty cool. Well, that's the point. You know, You don't want the bird to flop around and suffer. You just,
no, you want to be quick.
I do agree with doing it quick and humane. Don't get me wrong.
Exactly.
Somehow that did not look humane.
You ought to see what a broadhead does.
Okay. No, thanks.
Chris, are you back? Hello, Chris.
He's not back yet.
He's not back yet. Well, maybe he'll be back by the time I talk about some of our sponsors. How do you think? And if he's not, we'll just keep talking.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Good. Good, good. Glad to hear that. So we found out from Dan here that they purchased a gas fireplace insert from Backyard Billy's.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
About 3 years ago. How about that? But we want to talk about something else. We want to talk about the fixing up your backyard. And, you know, it is time. You know, Dan, you sell these beautiful stainless steel crab steamers here, up to a bushel and a half. What?
When you get done,
up to a bushel and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Commercial.
What do you want to... What?
I want to see if he had the same kind of installation service we had. They were awesome.
Oh, they were great. Yeah.
Well, see, we installed it ourselves.
Oh, okay.
But when we went there, the help that we got, any questions we asked,
answer.
You know, Backyard Billy's did take care of us.
No question.
You
know? Oh, yeah. No question about it.
Four different places, and nobody helped us.
And nobody could beat the price.
Exactly. That's there. You go. Nobody could beat the price.
And no, I'm not paid by him. I'm telling the truth. It's
we are. We so tell the truth.
Well, here we go. But no, we went there. It was. We were looking back and forth. Do I want to go with a kind of like a Potbelly stove, just the bigger versions,
right?
Or do we go to a fireplace insert? And we went to a fire. We got one of the biggest. I think it was Embers. One of their fireplace inserts, and I burn about 2.5 cords a year. Mm-hmm. But we got a 3,200 square foot home.
Right.
It was built in the 80s, and you know we had to do a lot of work to the house.
Yeah.
But in the morning, if I started at 5 till and keep it going till 12,
yeah,
our heat doesn't even kick on.
Right.
And we actually have to dampen it down because the house get up to 82 degrees.
Yeah. We have a similar situation in our back room. It's well insulated. It's, you know, all been remodeled and that type of thing. And we have one of the units on the wall that's heat and air conditioned.
Okay.
We never turn it on. Never turn the heat on. We use fireplace.
Okay.
I mean, in the wall unit that heats the hall, you know, the hall and into the room.
Yes.
Have we ever had the heat on in that? No, because we use our gas fireplace insert. So, thanks for backing us up with Backyard Billy's. But
it's just coincidence. It is.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. We didn't plan this.
No.
So
that is an unpaid, unsolicited advertisement about how great they are because they're really that great.
Okay. So should I just not do this anymore because we've gone on it for like 3 minutes? Why don't we just do visit BackyardBillies.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44 in Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look great. And if you need fire anywhere near your house, Hearth America can help you with that too. Backyard Billies, make sure you stop by. That's for sure.
Outside fire pits.
Mm-hmm. Outside fire pits. Yep. You got that. So we are at Bay Country Crabbing Supply today, folks. Right here in Edgewater, and their open house and their new location is sitting here waiting for you. It's at 3137 Solomon's Island Road. It's on the northbound side near Advanced Auto Parts. 410-956-0300. The sign went up this week, so now you can see it's not Southside Liquors or whatever.
No more South River Liquors.
South River Liquors. It's now Bay Country.
Correct.
Crabbing Supply. Crabbing and Outdoors, actually. We're going to have to rename this, aren't
we? Yes,
we
will
have to change
but
this.
You know what? We'll keep with the same business. Then we'll keep with the same name.
Keep with the same name?
Yep.
Okay. You got it. Everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing and freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle, too. Bay Country Crab and Supply is a new hunting department complete with Hoyt, Prime, Matthews, Bows, with more on the way, including 10 Point, I just learned. Bay Country Crabbing Supply and Outdoors and Bow Hunting Supplies now also has stackable traps and commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and seasoning, live and frozen bait, ice, propane, fuel dock. No, I guess you don't have the fuel dock.
No. Unless you want to call a fuel dock a water puddle out in the back.
And a full line of fishing tackle and gear. Bay Country Crabbing Supplies, open houses today. And we are here live with Dan Maloney from 5 to 7 a.m. For more information, 410-956-0300. Hey, Waterman, bring your license for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com, 956-0300. Our friends at Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer, and we talked about the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon earlier. But here's a couple of firearms I want you to take a look at. They are autoloaders, and the first one is a high-powered rifle. It's called the BAR, and that comes from the old Browning Automatic Rifle Mark III, the Hell's Canyon Speed. And we talked about the Hell's Canyon X-Bolt earlier with the Arid Urban Camo, the Burnt Bronze Cerakote finish. It's a gorgeous-looking firearm. It comes with a shim-adjustable stock, an Inflex recoil pad. All the Hell's Canyon guns and gear are built to be durable and lightweight. A large selection of calibers, including Magnum and short Magnum calibers, with the BAR Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed. Now, for waterfowl, there's two shotguns. One's the A5, which we talk about a lot, with a 100,000-round and 5-year guarantee. And then the Maxis is an autoloader shotgun that's waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers with a new power drive gas system that reduces recoil. That is the Maxis shotgun. Throw that to your shoulder one time, and you'll really like it. You'll really like it. That's at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting open 7 days a week. Clyde's. We'll be right back.
Well, the clouds getting the better of us as we march on through the afternoon today. Looks like some rain's coming our way for tonight, and models indicating some half-inch rains heaviest for midnight tonight, early Sunday morning. High today, 67 with a cloudy sky. Rain tonight, half-inch plus totals, low 53. And morning clouds Sunday and afternoon sunshine, high of 70 degrees. Some 80 showing up by Wednesday next week. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market.
Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Line-X bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Line-X can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Line-X install your Line-X spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Line-X. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680. WCPM.
Sounds like a trot line.
All the things I'm missing, good victuals, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up. Move 'em on, move 'em on, hit 'em up, ride. Yeah, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out. Ride 'em in, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride. Calculating, my true love will be waiting, waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, ride. Ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, rawhide.
All right. Rawhide. So we got a live report from the Turkey Woods. Chuck is in Frederick County near Emmitsburg. He's got his decoys out, and he's got a gobbler up on the mountain. So I'm not sure if he's if Chuck calls or how that works, but, you know, there he is. He's got the decoys in plain sight, and he is ready.
That's cool.
If you've ever seen his blind, it's kind of pretty cool. It's kind of cut into the – it's just kind of a little lean-to type of thing, you know, keeps them dry, and he's got like shelves in it. It's really funny, but you know, he's got
smart guy.
Yeah, well, he's got squirrels in there with him and keep him company, you know, and so it's really a nice setup for Chuck. So let's see, any callers on the line there, Uncle Chris?
Yes, we have Mark.
Mark, let's talk to Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I haven't talked to you guys for a while. I've been working a different schedule, but I'm off today.
Oh, cool.
This environmentalist guy is driving down a country road, and all of a sudden, a rabbit runs out in front of him.
Uh-oh.
And he hits it and kills it. So he gets out, he picks up the rabbit, and he says, oh, my gosh, I killed this poor rabbit. This poor rabbit, I killed it. I can't believe I killed this poor rabbit. So all of a sudden, a truck, a beat-up old truck comes running down the road and stops, and an old lady gets out, and she says, what's wrong? He said, I can't believe I hit this rabbit, this poor defenseless rabbit, and killed it. She says, hold on, I got something. So she goes in her truck and rummages around, and she comes back with a spray can, and she sprays the rabbit with the spray can, and the rabbit all of a sudden jumps up, hops down, gets about 3 feet, turns around and waves. Gets about 3 more feet, turns around and waves. Gets about 3 more feet, turns around and waves, and just continues to do that. So he said, what is that? I can't believe that you were able to do that. And he looked at the can, and it said hair restorer. Revives dead hair and gives permanent wave.
Oh, I love it. That's a good one.
You need to tell the Lisa the hair goddess that one.
Yeah, I got to get the podcast to remember it all, but I got it.
Yeah.
Morning, John.
Good morning, John. All right.
John, you all are going head to head with these two today.
Yep. Well, we got it. Chuck says he's gobbling a lot. So we may, before the end of the show, see
have a dead turkey?
Turkey with
That's
Chuck.
That's why turkeys are so fat, because all they do is gobble, gobble, gobble.
Oh, you've gotten to me today. Oh.
That's good. Good to hear you laugh.
Yeah, we love it. So keep them coming. Next week.
All right.
Thanks.
Hey, Mark, you take it easy.
Thanks, Mark, buddy. Talk to you later. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. We're having a good time here with what we call a remote broadcast. Remote meaning we're not sitting at home on the recliner in front of the fireplace.
No, we're in a store cold. And yes, I am cold. I can't help it. I have found out one thing about breakfast in Annapolis.
What's that?
Because we're looking for a good breakfast place in Annapolis.
Yeah.
Nobody sells Scrapple over here.
Scrapple?
Scrapple.
Nobody spells Scrapple? Okay. All right, let's talk to John. Good morning, John.
Morning, John.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I spoke to you a couple times before. I'm the guy that bought the musket, and you gave me advice on it.
I got it.
Okay, number one, Mark's butt is mine today. I got a joke for you.
Oh, okay.
Good.
I'm the John he talks about.
I figured. Yep.
Here we go. Now, you may have heard it. I hope not.
Okay.
A burglar breaks into a house in the middle of the night, and he's got a flashlight, but he doesn't turn it on. He's moving through the house, and he hears this voice. Jesus is watching, and he's thinking, I'm crazy. I'm hearing voices. So he keeps moving around. He enters this room. And he hears it again. Jesus is watching, and it's over his left shoulder, so he turns his flashlight on, flashes it on this wall, and sees this bird on a perch. And he says, are you the one who was talking? And the bird says, yes. And the burglar says, well, what's your name? He says, Moses. Moses, what person in their right mind would name their bird Moses? And the bird says, the same one that named his pit bull Jesus.
Ooh.
Bang, Mark, bang.
That's good intro. I like it. Okay.
Y'all are neck and neck.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
I have one question. Is that all right?
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
first,
fine.
I want to say, Robin, I hope you're feeling all right because you have back problems. We pray about that for you.
Thank you. Yep. I appreciate it because it really bugs me, and I'll take anything I can get.
That's what it's about. My question is this. I'm 70 years old. I use a cane. Now, I'm a Vietnam vet, so I'm not afraid, but I'm apprehensive when I go out.
Right.
And it happened twice to me before in the past couple of years where these three young punks would approach me, 15, 16 years old. Sorry, because that's what they are, is punks.
Right.
They won't take you on one-on-one. And I carry a buck knife for protection. This thing's clean. It's never been used for anything, and I will protect myself.
Absolutely.
Can I get a concealed weapon permit to carry a weapon because of this?
That will be up to state police.
You know, I thought you were going to tell me that. I really.
You sound like you have a good case.
That will be up to the state police. I mean, have you ever made a police report? Have you ever, you know, told the police that you've been threatened in your own neighborhood like that?
I called the police when I was working downtown and a couple years ago, and it took them 10 minutes to get there, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I pulled my knife out, and they, oh, he's got a knife. And I'm thinking, all I want to do is grab one of you because the others will break, and then you're going to rat the other two out. You know what
right.
I mean? Took the cops 12 minutes to get there, and they already broke one up the street, and they robbed the store up the street after they dealt with me.
We've got a handgun question. Can we ask you a question?
Sure.
Hold on a second. Hold on. We got a guy here.
Yep.
Do you mind going on the air?
No. Here's. You mind going on the air? Introduce yourself.
Oh, my name's John.
No, I know your name's John. The fellow here with the Gunrunners
Arsenal.
Arsenal. What's your name again?
John.
John.
Yes.
Well, this John has a question.
Well, this John has a question about a carry permit.
All right. Go ahead.
John, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm not bad. My problem is I'm 70. I use a cane. I'm a Vietnam vet, so I know weapons. I'm not afraid of that, and I know safety. But I don't want to say that I'm fearful for my life, but I'm apprehensive because I've already been almost attacked twice by, like I told Alan and Robin, by, you know, these kids come at you like in packs, like three punks, 14, 15, 16, and I carry a buck knife. I'm wondering, can I get a permit to protect myself if need be?
With a handgun?
Yes. Right. And I have no misdemeanors, no felonies, nothing. I got two traffic tickets on a military base that I paid off. I have nothing on me.
Right. Unfortunately, the only way that you'll get a carry permit in the state of Maryland right now is showing that you own a business.
Okay.
Or if you're a doctor.
Okay.
And you're transporting narcotics or a large amount of money, that's about the only way that you'll get a carry permit.
Well, that answered my question, man. You know, I'm still going to go about my business. You know, I'm in a Vietnam mode. You know, I'm not turning circles looking. I'm just aware of what's around me. You know?
Exactly. Yep.
And that's what I have to do. Well, John, please keep up the good work. I never knew about this. You keep it up, man, because I believe in self-protection. I believe in the Second Amendment till I die.
Well, thank you.
As we do, all do. Thank you, John, for that. Sorry the answer wasn't what you had hoped, but I think it was probably what you expected.
Well, it was, and I'm going to share this, and I'm going to get off the line. I pray for you guys all the time. One, number two, when Charlton Heston was the head of the NRA, do you remember when he gave that speech and he came out and raised that flintlock up in his hand and he says, out of my dead cold hands, that's how I think.
That's right. Yep,
all right, God
exactly.
bless. God bless.
Mark, all right, John. Thank you, buddy.
I got your butt. Mark, goodbye.
Hey. Mark and John, back and forth. I love it.
All right, God bless all.
That was our crack.
Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Alan?
You look a little nervous. Never been on the radio before?
No.
I used to be terrified.
You're very soft-spoken.
That's it.
So, but that's good. It says to me you have an even temperament. You're the right kind of person to be dealing with people and firearms, that's for sure. So that's good. We're glad to see that. You know, the shop now has firearms.
Yes.
And you're in charge of that. And I don't really have any questions for you other than the fact that you are aware of the policies and the politics involved in the firearms in the state of Maryland, and you answered that question very specifically. The only way you're going to get a carry permit is if you own a business or if you're a doctor, carrying narcotics or large sums of cash, or both, or whatever. But, you know, I sold handguns for quite a while when I managed a sporting goods store. Some of the people that you encounter are very interesting, no question. I had two people from ATF come into our shop one day, flash their ID. I'm with the ATF. I'd like that handgun right there. I'd say, well, you're welcome to fill out the paperwork and wait the 7-day waiting period. Well, I know I'm with the ATF. Okay, so you can be set up, number one. Number two, straw purchases are very, very commonplace.
Oh, yes.
I told this story not long ago. I had a young lady come in, purchased a 9mm handgun. When she filled out all the paperwork, she passed the background check, no problem. When she came in to pick up her handgun, her boyfriend was with her. And I said, uh-oh. Now, there's nothing at that point I can do.
Right.
Okay. 6 months later, I was sitting in a Baltimore County courtroom. Mr. Ellis, you're here because you sold a handgun to this young lady, and this young man wound up committing a crime with the handgun and was arrested. It involved the handgun and was arrested. Would you state your name and address for the court? And all his buddies are sitting there, and I'm going, you know what? That ain't cool. You know, and I said my thing, and I got out of there as quickly as possible. But, you know, that's the kind of situation you find yourself in, you know. So another situation where a guy called me and asked me if I would purchase a firearm for him at a local gun dealer. And I said, ain't going to happen, man. I said, number one, the gun dealer is a customer of mine. I'm not going to do a straw purchase for you because you have a felony on your record. I am, you know, I have to politely turn you down for that. I'm not going to jeopardize the dealer, FFL, for you so you can have a shotgun.
Right.
You know, so, you know, you can try to pull stuff, but please, folks, don't ever buy a firearm because somebody asks you to, because there's something in their background that prevents them from purchasing a handgun or a firearm on their own.
Right. You've had a few, too.
You've had a few like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And people don't realize if you've got a misdemeanor that would have carried a year in prison on your record, if it's not expunged, you're not getting a firearm.
Yeah, O'Malley changed that right before he got out. So even if you have a drug misdemeanor now, you can't even get a gun.
Right.
So that cuts a lot of people out, which
it does.
It's right, but they shouldn't have been doing that anyway.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that. But, you know, people, I believe in redemption. You know, I believe in forgiveness, and I believe people can have a clean record. You know, maybe that incident where they were arrested changed their lives.
Yeah.
You know, but it's going to be on your record. So that's exactly right. Robin just said, you made that decision, you got to live with it. So, you know, I mean, in your position, you know, people don't understand that you're trying to protect your livelihood, you know.
Right.
And you have the right to refuse anyone to buy a handgun or a firearm in Maryland.
Right.
If somebody looks sketchy to you, you have the right to say, I'm sorry, sir, I can't help you, I can't accommodate you.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you'd be taken to court for discrimination.
Well, I don't know if you'd be taken to court, but, you know, if you turn them down, they can always go to another shop and get turned down or not, but you're not putting your shop and your license and your FFL and everything else in jeopardy for that.
Right, and it took a long time to get all that.
Took a long time to get all that?
Yeah, and change everything from one location
to
the
other. Oh, sure, yeah. What did you say, Rob?
I think he sounds like the perfect person to be dealing with people like that.
Absolutely. So
we put him on the spot, and I thank you for being so nice.
We did put you on the spot, didn't we?
So. Yeah, but that's okay.
I had a question I couldn't answer.
I know. I get it. So, well, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate that. Thanks for
having
me.
You're welcome to sit there if you like. I've got it. No, we're not going to make you. I've got to talk about some of our sponsors on our final break for the day, and we appreciate you grabbing the mic there, you know, like spur of the moment. So
not a problem,
he says. Well, I'm glad to see the firearms in here. I really am. So that's good. That is good. We've got to talk about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Their phone number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And I want to talk to you if you are, it's summertime, and if you're not turkey hunting or anything like that, but you enjoy shooting, you enjoy the shooting sports, well, Clyde's has the Browning 725 Satori. It comes in several different makes and models. There's a field model available. There's also another one, that the Satori, it's a little lower end. It comes with a synthetic stock. It doesn't have the beautiful walnut and all that type of thing, but it's more economical, if you like, to fire an over-under shot, you know, firearm shotgun for shooting sports, for sporting clays or trap or skeet or anything like that. So, and even for upland hunting. So if you're into that, if that's your thing, over and under, you know, clay bird shooting of any kind, or upland birds, you know, like quail or woodcock, or you like to go to these shooting preserves for ringneck pheasants and things like that, the way to go is a over and under firearm, over and under shotgun. So please consider the Citori, C-I-T-O-R-I, from Browning. Now, Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer, and they do firearms and licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. At Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, they carry the Buckmark handguns and others, as well as a full Browning line of, you know, rifles, shotguns, and more. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. They're open 7 days a week. Make sure you stop by and see Clyde's Sports Shop, that's for sure. So, you put it off long enough, it's time to dress up your backyard. When I say dress up your backyard, mow the grass, cut down the weeds, you know, make a nice little place for the sun to shine, you know, trim the trees and get it all ready to have the family come over and do a crab feast or a family reunion, you know, maybe just a off-the-cuff picnic where everybody brings a little dish of some kind, somebody brings a dessert, and one of your aunts makes potato salad, and the other aunt makes bread pudding, and, you know, Uncle Bob has a special baked beans, and, you know, you do some hot dogs and burgers on the grill. And so Backyard Billy's is the place where you can make all that happen, because they've got a tremendous selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, Adirondack chairs for Grandpa to sit in while everybody else does the work, and you serve him his plate right there in the Adirondack chair, you know, and he, you know, you can see all that stuff from Route 50 on Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll see swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard, that's for sure. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, when you go in the showroom, there's two sides. There's the furniture side, you know, with the fire rings and the lounges and the, you know, the statues and the that kind of stuff and the freestanding deck umbrellas. And then there's the other side, which is part of Hearth America, with the barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of those outdoor fire pits and fire rings, you know, with ducks on them and crabs on them and fish on them and stuff like that. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's, again, is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region at Hearth America. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Line-X Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie.
Call Bobby Hopkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Cadenceville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, a sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot, whistling like a fool.
I would love to do some more fishing this year and take you with me, baby.
Me too.
Yeah.
So I'm ready.
The latest update from the turkey blind in Frederick County was that the turkey was coming closer and gobbling his head off. But we don't know the conclusion yet. Maybe we will, and maybe we won't.
Knowing Chuck, he'll get him.
Yeah.
I hope so. I hope so. We have Gary on the line. Good morning, Gary.
Morning, Gary.
How you all doing?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good. It's kind of a cool act this morning, sitting out here with the puppy.
Yeah.
Anyhow, say you guys are talking about a real sore subject for me. It's concealed carry.
Okay.
In the state of Maryland, it's forget about it. It's I don't know. I guess you got to be a state to get a concealed carry.
Well, the question was just answered moments ago. If you're not a doctor or if you're not a business owner, it's almost impossible to get a concealed carry permit. And even if you're a business owner, it's tough.
Right. I just wanted to convey my attitude towards the whole thing in the state of Maryland as far as concealed carry. First of all, as far as I'm concerned, the Second Amendment is my concealed carry right to.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I do.
And all I can tell people, what I do, if I'm going in a place where I'm not familiar and I know it's kind of dangerous or whatever, I'll have something on my ankle just in case something like that happens. And let's face it, the criminals, they don't go by any law. So, and if people are serious about preserving their Second Amendment right, you need to join the NRA because that's the one organization that's going to fight to keep us keep our Second Amendment rights viable in this country. So.
That, and there are some others out there that are very, very good, no question. But let me say this, Gary. I know you're passionate about it, but I will tell you, if you have an NRA sticker on your vehicle and you get into suburban Maryland, you get it within 20 miles, 30 miles of D.C. or Baltimore. Well, maybe not so much Baltimore, but you will be targeted by law enforcement, and it's not because they have anything against the NRA, but they think that, and they've been told and they've been warned and they've been trained that people who are adamant about the Second Amendment and put all the stickers on their cars and do all that type of thing are people to be watched.
Yeah, I got a whole stack of NRA stickers, and none of them are my vehicles. I can tell you that right now.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying this not just for you, but for anyone out there. You know, if you look, we don't put political stickers on our vehicles. Okay, we don't. You know, we put a logo on there for Bucks, Bears, Stags, or Eastern Shore. You know, we'll put a little sticker on there, something like that. But I don't want to focus any attention to my vehicle, to myself, because of the way our society is.
I agree fully with that. That's exactly my
attitude. And I understand your passion, and we talk about it here on the show, okay? You know, people that show up in Annapolis, you couldn't show up in Annapolis this year. You weren't allowed to participate in any of the gun hearings. You weren't allowed to, unless you wanted to participate virtually or submit your testimony in writing because of COVID, and look what happened. We have our law enforcement agencies gutted. We have intense firearm laws that were proposed. Some didn't get passed, thank God. And then, you know, you've just got all this happening behind closed doors, and it's very difficult right now to deal with the General Assembly in Maryland. Thank God Sine Die came as coming or out of business till next January. But don't think that the planning isn't taking place for the next session, and more egregious stuff is coming down the road.
Isn't it strange? Isn't it odd that as hard as it is to get obtain a concealed carry in the state of Maryland, in Florida you fill out one or two pages of form and you have it in a couple weeks. You know what I mean?
I understand. Yep.
It's just the whole atmosphere in these Mid-Atlantic states and these eastern states that they want to prohibit, and they're going to come after our firearms. That's the goal. So, I mean, I don't have any registered firearms for that reason, because, I mean, if you got a registered firearm, they're going to know where to come get it. So,
well,
I'm just aggravated.
I'm just very leery and very cautious in my own personal life. You know, we don't advertise the fact that. We don't advertise anything, that's for sure. Hey, listen.
One thing we don't condone is going against the law until it's passed.
That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
We're not
lawbreakers either.
We don't condone carrying if you don't have a permit. And
right.
We don't condone the other stuff either.
That's
okay?
True.
I just want to say God bless y'all and keep up the good work and the good fight.
Thank you.
God bless you,
hey,
too.
Hey, Gary.
Gary, our music's here. We're out. You're taking us out today.
Liberals support concealed carry. Ask any criminal who was let off.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'd rather have 12 judge me than 6 carry me.
That's right. All right, buddy.
Y'all have a great
day. Thanks for the call.
Hey, everybody. Get out, stay safe. We won't be here, but Bay Country Crabbing Supplies will be here, and they've got some pit beef, pulled pork, picked turkey, and great merchandise. Get down here and see them.
Thanks,
Bay
Country Crabbing.
Thanks,
Danny. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.